Hello, this is Pastor Tom Pickens of Antelope Valley Christian Center, and you are listening to The Word of Victory.
We're going to be talking about our rights in Christ Jesus. Amen. Our rights in Christ Jesus. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but you know, people are concerned about their rights. People are concerned about their civil rights. They're concerned about their political rights. They're concerned about, you know, their rights as far as their relationships are concerned. Different relationships constitute and brings about different rights. And so people are very concerned about rights. I think we ought to be just as concerned about our rights in Christ as we are about our civil rights and other rights. Amen. Because for what Jesus has done for us, it has placed us in a position where we can actually demand our rights in Christ. In order to demand your rights to something, you first of all must have access to it, or you must be a member of it, or you must be a part of that particular group, organization, or what have you. Now, I don't know if you realize it, but we are a part of the most elite group that there is, and it is the body of Jesus Christ. Amen, church. Amen. And as a result of being a part and a member of the body of Christ, the Bible lets us know that we have, even as our Constitution said, that we have certain inalienable rights. Well, we have certain undeniable rights as a result of being a member of the body of Christ. Amen. And this is not something that, you know, we all of a sudden stumbled into. You know, all of a sudden, okay, so we're in the body of Christ. No, we had to make a decision to become a part of the body of Christ. Amen? How many of you can remember when you made a decision? Nobody just drafted you in. You know what I mean? You made a volitional decision that I will become a member of the body of Christ. And when you did that, it's when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Amen? And I'll tell you what, this is the best gang, this is the best club, this is the best sorority, this is the best group, this is the best whatever you want to call it, praise God. I'm glad to be in it. Amen. How about you? Amen. And as a result of becoming a member of the body of Christ, from being birthed or born into this, we're born into the body of Christ. We're born into it. And the way we're born into it is by accepting the Lord Jesus as our sacrifice. And when that happens, I don't care what you think about what you have or what you don't have. It doesn't matter how you feel about what you have, what the Bible says you have and what the Bible says you can do. If you don't think you can do it, if you don't feel like you're worthy, it makes no difference because you're a member of the body of Christ. And as a result of being a member of the body of Christ, not based on how you feel or do you have a privilege to something, but based on your position in Christ Jesus, you have a right to the name of Jesus Christ. And that name is the name that is above every name. And everything that you have a need for in this life, everything that you could ever want for in this life, every challenge that you will ever come up against, every circumstance that has come up against you, everything that is negative, everything that is opposite of God, God has given you the name that is above every name, and He tells you, go and conquer. That's what we're supposed to do. My friends, that's why we are here. We are here. Have you ever stopped? Well, why am I a Christian? You know, what really is the crux of my relationship with Christ? It is to use what God has given you while you're on this earth to conquer, to live above sin, to live above failure, to live above sadness and lack of peace and all that. God wants you to live an abundant life. And when I say an abundant life, I mean God wants you to live high on the hog. Anybody know what that means? Wants you to live high in the south, high on the hog. God wants you to eat the fat of the land, praise God. He doesn't want you over here eating the little slim meat. He wants you to eat the fat of the land. And you got to understand that if you're going to come to the point in your life where you're going to start thriving for God, you are going to have to realize that you have a right to it. You're going to have to know your rights in Christ Jesus. Because if you don't know your rights in Christ Jesus, There is an enemy out there, and this enemy does not play fair. He doesn't play fair because the Bible says that he is a liar. He is the inventor. He's the one that originally sinned against God. His name was Lucifer in heaven, and he sinned against God. He said, I will exalt my throne above the throne of God, and he is the arch enemy of God. Why do you think that God has given us his name for us to live? Why did Jesus die for us? So that we could receive him, so that we could be born again and not be bound to death. We're not bound. God said that even in death, we have victory. Amen. Come on, somebody. Even in death, when I die, I'm still going to have victory. Amen. Why? Because God has taken the sting out of death for the believer. You have a right to have a peaceful death. Even in death, the enemy cannot conquer you. You just lay up there on that bed and say, I'm coming on, Lord. I'm ready. And don't go until you are ready to go. God said he's promised. He said, man's life, he says, I promise you 70 years. 70 years. Live at least 70 years, a good life. But you know what? By reason of health, you can go in and live longer than that. You can live to be 100 years old if you want to. My mama is 90 years old, and she's going to live probably to 107 odd years old. We got people today living to be 140, 145 years. Absolutely. God never intended for us to live a short life. He wants us to live a long, health, not decrepit, not sick, not diseased, but a long, say health, healthy, long, healthy life. And if you don't know that you have a right to that, the enemy will come and he will begin to steal, to kill, and destroy. How does he do it? He will tell you in your mind, you're going to die of the same disease that your brother died of, and that your daddy died of, and that his brother and your uncle and everybody else died of. And by the time you get to be 50 some odd years old, you're going to die just like they did. He's stealing from you. And better yet, let me tell you something. He's lying to you. You got to understand something. Anytime the devil tells you something that's opposite of what God told you, he's lying. As a matter of fact, if he's talking to you, he's lying. Like somebody say, if his mouth is moving, he's lying. See, so what you want to do is realize that, wait a minute, I've got to do something. I have a right. I don't have to take this. I don't have to take it. I can live above sin. You can live above sin. You do not have to allow the devil to run roughshod over you and cause you to act any kind of way. You say, well, I got a bad temper. I've always been like that. I guess I always will be. I guess you will. That's what you're saying. I guess that's what you believe. But if you understand that you have rights in Christ Jesus, and those rights are activated by the name that is above every name, when you speak that name in faith, see, you got to release your faith in the promises of God. It's just like whenever, you know, you're coming up to receive your healing. You heard Pastor Hagin say when you came up here, what did he say about your faith? He said, do what? Release your what? Release your faith. Release your faith. What activates the power? The power of God can be here, and it is here right now. Power of God is in here right now. But what activates that faith? What activates the power is your faith. When you exercise it, well, how do I exercise my faith? In the name of Jesus Christ. See, that's the name that's above every name. I claim my promises. I claim what the Word of God says. And in Jesus' name, you activate your faith in the power of God. So in order to receive, in order to walk in the promises of God, you don't have to, see, you don't have to allow the devil to tell you you got a bad temper. That's just the way you are tweaked, you know. Well, untweak yourself. That's just the way you are. You're a little, you know, everybody has these little quirks or whatever. Yeah, I know, but what we need to do is present our little quirks to the Lord, and the Lord will straighten our little quirks out. Yeah. If we allow him to. But if you don't know that you have a right to do that, you're going to be quirking and jerking and everything else. Amen. If you don't know you have a right to it, if you don't know that the devil cannot, see, you have to understand something. The devil cannot do what you do not allow him to do. Now, it takes some time, you know, for you to really, you know, experience that. You know, I mean, all the Bible is true, but, you know, you have to, it takes time for you to actually experience it. I mean, you start standing in faith and believing God, you know, for your marriage. Man, it's you know, sometimes it takes time. It takes a while, you know, before what's on the pages of the Bible become a reality in your marriage. I mean, if you're having a financial challenge or situation, yes, the Bible says you have a right to prosperity. It says you have a right to the blessings of God. But when you start applying that word, at first it's going to look like there isn't anything happening. This does not work. I beg to differ with you. To the contrary, it's working. You just don't see it. You don't see it with your physical eyes. You cannot observe it with your physical senses. But the Word says that all things that you believe, all things in your heart that you believe and confess with your mouth, it'll come to pass. So I just keep on speaking the Word. I keep on saying it doesn't matter how I feel. I keep on saying it doesn't matter what I think. By my position that I have in the body of Christ, I'm a citizen of heaven, and I have a right, so I'm just going to do what God said do. I'm going to speak the word of God over my marriage. I'm going to speak the word of God over my finances, and I'm just going to go on about my business. And every time the devil takes that dart and just shoots it right in my mind that says, where's the money? I say, well, I'm sorry, but I don't have that problem. You got to go see Jesus. I already gave that to him. Huh? See, so what do? You give him the word. He's giving you what for? You give him the word. Because if you don't give him the word, then he's going to mess with your mind. Well, yeah, you're right. I don't see it. So I guess it's just not happening. She's not acting any different. He's not acting any different. And I ain't feeling any different. So I tell you what, we just gonna have to deal with this. No, you gotta deal with what the word of God says. The Bible says that you are more, that we are more. Come on, somebody, say amen. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. This life that we live down here on earth, we're here just for a moment, just like a vapor. This life that we live, we are here so that we can do the will of God on earth. I mean, if it was all about, you know, going to heaven, then we can get this over right now. Come on, somebody. I mean, if receiving Jesus as our Lord and Savior, if it was all about just going to heaven, then we could have done that right after we received Jesus. Just get a gun and shoot everybody. We all be in heaven. You understand what I'm saying? It's not about just going to heaven. It is about living victoriously down here on earth. Amen. It is about carrying out the plan of God down here on earth. So every person that is a born-again believer, you have an undeniable right to use the name of Jesus, and you have privileges and promises that God has stated that belong to you. And most of us in the local churches have not even began to scratch the surface of what God wants us to do and what God wants us to have. Because we have not activated our faith in what he said about us in his word. In the book of Ephesians, turn up with me, please. In the book of Ephesians and chapter 6. Because I'm telling you, you have an enemy. You say, well, I don't see him. Well, I'm telling you right now, all you got to do is look around. You have an enemy. In our Bibles, in the book of Ephesians and chapter 6, now look there at verse 10, Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and Paul says, finally be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. He says, put on the whole armor of God. What do you need armor for? You don't use armor just to go to sleep in it, do you? No, you put armor on because you're going to have to use it. Is that right? Turn to your neighbor and say, do you have your armor on? Now, whether you realize it or not, you know, in here, we're not going to have too much resistance to the things of God. But it's when you leave those double doors back there. It's when you go tomorrow to your office. It's when you get up in the morning and go to the bus stop and you sit on the bus stop and somebody's not being friendly or whatever. It's when you get that little notice in the mail, you know, that says you got a pink slip or whatever. You know, everything that we see has a spiritual force behind it. You're not fighting the police officer. You're not fighting the school teacher. You're not fighting your husband. You're not fighting your wife. You're fighting the spiritual force that is behind them. But I'm here to tell you this morning that you have a right to be successful in every area of life. And if you would deal with the spiritual force behind the physical that you see, then you will reap the reward of your endeavors. Amen. He says, for we fight. He says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. He says, put on the whole armor of God. Why? That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. There's some wiles, my friends. The trickery, the devices of the devil. God wants us to be able to stand against them. Now, let me say this. Everything is not going to turn out the way that you want it to. Everything is not going to turn out the way that you plan. I know you believe God, and I know you confess, but everything, you see, you have to understand something. The Bible says that for all, even when we're praying, even when we're believing God for things, and it just seemed, it just didn't come to pass the way that I prayed. That's all right, because the Bible says that for all things work together. There is a scripture for everything that you deal with, and where it seems like it just didn't happen, it's just not going the way I wanted to go. Well, you know, keep living. Keep living. Keep your attitude right. All things work together for the good of those who love God, those who are called according to His purpose. Some things that happening in my wife and our life. We didn't plan it. We pray. We get up every morning. We pray a certain way, you know, and we believe God and we confess the word of God, you know, over our finances, over our children, you know, over our church. And man, all of a sudden it's like, shoot, there's a dart that comes. It's like out of nowhere. Where did this come from? Oh my God, how could this happen to me? I exclaim, God, why? How could this happen? What are they going to say? Well, and then your mind, the devil starts saying, yeah, this, yeah, that, yeah. Oh, what? Oh, God. But I was praying. I know you were. But I was confessing the word. I know you were. I was living right. I know you were. But even at that, sometimes the darts will get through. Because we're not in a perfect world. We're in a world that is infested by hostile enemies, hostile forces. And I've had to regroup. Oh, I've had to regroup myself. Spiritually, I've had to grab myself. I've had to pull myself, cinch myself up, and say the Bible still says that I have a right to a good life. I have a right to peace. I have a right to sweet sleep. I have a right for my kids to grow up and have a good life. I have a right to prosperity. I have a right to be healed. Devil, you're not going to kill me before God's done with me. And then you're not going to kill me. I'm going to give my life up. Sometimes things don't go the way you plan. You got to understand that it ain't over yet.
The Word of Victory has been brought to you by Antelope Valley Christian Center, which is pastored by Dr. Tom Pickens. We are located at 304 West Lancaster Boulevard in Lancaster. For more information about Antelope Valley Christian Center, call 661-949-7200 or visit us on the web at avccusa.org.